This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for being part of the show and part of the process here. And I really do very much appreciate the time that you spend with us. Look, you know, again, social media really strapping some of us or really keeping us from getting our message out. The more stations we're on, the better off it gets. And thanks to you, we've added some stations to the mix. So I very much appreciate the time. But when you go to the website, there's a dozen things you can do to help me out. One is give me your email address, right? I send out an email once a week. I don't make you crazy. I'm not one of the guys that sends out five a week just to make you nuts. And so you want to sign up there. The other thing is, you know, be notified by text message. Let us tell you when you'll get the information you need here on the show. Simple. Just text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. There's so much going on up there. You can help out. Donate button. You know, click on the stories. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. Always want you as part of the solution. All right. Well, let's move along. Let's have some fun. So, yeah, I know we've been pounding so much on the Democrats, but I got to tell you, you got, what is it, 25 of them, I think? So, you know, 23 or 25, I can't keep up. And they're so busy, and I'm not trying to give them any advice, they don't listen to the show anyhow, but they're so busy beating on each other, they're so busy pulling up the negatives of each other, which is, I get it, it's the nature of the beast. That I really haven't heard anything positive that they would do. When they talk about welfare or health care for all, and you know, one guy wants to give you a minimum wage every month. I mean, this is all great. How are they going to pay for this? What everyone is telling you is we're going to spend more taxpayer dollars. We're going to spend more money from those who are working and working hard and paying taxes to feed those, to take care of those, to give health care to those who aren't working, who aren't really paying taxes, who aren't putting into the system. I mean, it's really that simple, right? So you got them up there. Now they're pounding on Joe Biden for his past sins, because none of them have any past sins, right? We heard of Kamala Harris. She's got past sins that she doesn't want to deal with. That's the other thing you ever notice, that when they're called on the carpet, you ever hear one of them say, I made a mistake, that was the wrong thing for me to do, and I would vote differently for it today? Right? I mean, Joe has danced around a couple things. He's explained a few things. But that point with Kamala Harris, that she joked about smoking dope. She's been smoking dope for a long time, and yet she put people in jail for smoking dope. Right? And Democrats as a whole are frustrated that the candidates are spending way too much time and a lot of effort on attacking each other. So this is just me. This is great. And Trump has got to be sitting there on the couch with his, you know, McDonald's cheeseburger, because, you know, I know he likes those. Laughing his buns off. This is great entertainment for him. So, you know, Dems are worried that the, as I called it earlier, the intra-party food fight is overshadowing the main goal, the things that they should be talking about, things that they should be telling people that the Democrats stand for. you know, when you talk to Dianne Feinstein, she said, I'm on a clear view that we have always been a party of ideas. She went on to say, I think everybody should sort of consider that when she's up there. She said that there is a concern within the caucus of the increasingly vicious attacks. Look at your party has turned into a vicious party. Think about it. Think about what AOC has done. Your squad. You know, in the 70s, there was a show, what is it? The Mod Squad. Remember that? It was a black guy and a flower power young girl. The same thing with what they used to call a hippy-dippy young man, you know? Really weird. But anyway, they were policemen. Go figure that one out. But really, truly, they turned to that point where nothing less than full socialism is acceptable. Just ask AOC. She'll tell you. And people take sides, and then they become hypersensitive. And that just makes division on the whole party. Because there are those that, remember, again, like AOC and others like her, there is no middle road. You can't have a blended insurance where, you know, you've got private and public insurance. They want total government-run insurance. End of discussion. And if you say to the contrary, if you even push back a tad, they jump all over you. Now, Chris Murphy, a senator out of Connecticut, a Democrat, blamed the debate moderators for much of the negativity. Oh, right, because they're telling the candidates what to say, right? I think these debates are really silly, he said. They, you know, just the incessant focus on these relatively minor divisions between candidates might make a good TV. But look, they have not got the ratings that they thought they were going to get. 10 million people watched the other night. 10 million. I mean, what does that tell you? Senate Democrat leader Charles Chucky Schumer, as we know him, he also voiced concern about the tone of the debates. Some people think he was signaling the candidates to tone it down, not like he couldn't pick up the phone and call them. No circular firing squads, he said during an interview Thursday with Joe Madison of SiriusXM. Schumer focused on the infighting over health care. He said, if we get all focused on different differences between, you know, Bernie Sanders' version and Cory Booker and Mayor Pete and John Hickenlooper, well, you know, that's it. Then we lose sight of what we're trying to do. And it's a trap that we shouldn't fall. Elizabeth Warren was hilarious when she said, we shouldn't be talking about Republican talking points. We shouldn't let them influence us. Yeah, you should, because you know what? We've made sense in the past. We've told you what was going to happen with ACA, and it did. Trouble Senior your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time so much, that you're sending me emails, you're sending me text messages, all of that is just wonderful and great. And thank you so much. All right. So our good friend over, and I always get a kick out of this stuff, over at the Lid blog, you know, I'm from Boston, so it's hard for me to pronounce some of these words, from the Lid blog, Jeff Dunnitz, during the break, sent me a piece that he wrote. And it's weird lines from CNN's Democrat debate that nobody really is covering. And Jeff and I kind of have the same kind of sarcastic ability to clean these things up and show you how just how crazy they actually are. And I think it was like I was saying earlier tonight, and I know some people think I was making fun of the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG community. And I wasn't. But here's the thing I don't understand. You've got women out there pushing for women's rights. I mean, yeah, we should hire women first. We should give women a leg up here. We need to make sure that women have equal rights. But then you talk about gender neutrality. You can't have it both ways. You can't identify as a woman to get more money or make sure you're treated equally or whatever it is you think you're missing and then say no more. Right? I mean, either or. How do you fight for gender neutrality and female rights or women's rights at the same time? If you want gender neutrality, stop telling me to vote for a woman for president. Or it's time that we need a woman president. Well, tell you what. What are you going to do when the guy decides that he identifies as a woman? A woman. Excuse me. Well, I don't know. They were using those. What are they using those? They. Now they want to be called they and them. I mean. Oh, God bless. Anyhow. But some of these things that they say. I'm not so sure they could even think about what they were saying if it still wouldn't make any sense to them. So New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, whose entire campaign is based on equal rights for women, right? All about women, making sure we take care of women. She said the first thing she was going to do as president is she says, I'm going to Clorox the Oval Office. So she's going to don an apron and a scrub brush and do that same stereotypical thing that they want us to stop thinking about women. Right? She's going to clean the Oval Office. Kirsten shouldn't worry anything. But, I mean, think about something. Did they have that? Were they just as upset when Billy Bob Clinton left the White House? Do you think they, I'll keep it clean, but do you think they were able to acid wash all the stains out and the places that you just didn't want to walk on even after he had been in there? I'm just saying. I mean, I call him Billy Bob Clinton, and you know why. Right, and even the liberal reporters didn't give Bernie Sanders any credit for saying something brilliant last night. He explained the concept of liberalism and socialism better than anyone else. During one of the channel flips, Jeff says, I heard him scream, I wrote the damn bill. Right, exactly, that's the goal of liberalism. They write the damn bill, and voters are stuck paying the damn bill. It's really that simple. Right? And what about those people? I've already talked about this a couple times tonight. I mean, Elizabeth Warren, she was on a roll. You could have so much fun with her stuff last night. I mean, there was so much racism spewing out of her mouth. And when I say that, I mean, you know what I mean by that? She was talking about, what was it? Food racism, eco-racism, educational racism. I mean, everything was racist. Everything had to do with racism. She said something, you know, proving that she knew little about politics. She said, I don't understand why anybody goes to all the trouble of running for president of the United States just to talk about what we really can't do and shouldn't fight for. I just don't get it. Well, we know you don't get it, Lizzie. You haven't yet. Right? I mean, you thought that you were an American Indian, right? Native American, whatever they're calling it these days. I don't know. You know, this is a great line in Medea, right? First we were Negro, then we were colored, then we were African-American. I don't know what we are now. which is shocking. They've been doing this for decades. Right? And then Lizzie, who says that college is too high. You've heard this a million times, but she knows it's true. Cost too much money, cost you too much. Well, she got $400,000 a year for teaching one class at college. And you know, and she got a leg up. Why? Anybody remember why she got a leg up? Right. Because she was the first minority woman to be hired in that light. She's not a minority. She's a white woman. Those candidates that she criticized run to make money off of writing a book or to increase their fees for speaking engagements. Forgot how much she got paid, right? Jeff says at one point on Tuesday, he thought he'd switch to the wrong channel. Either that or that CNN had started carrying Seinfeld. I put on the debate, he says, and I heard someone say, yada, 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 and quickly turned back to see what was going on. It took the next day's newspaper, he said, to let me know that it was part of the debate. Candidate self-help guru and Oprah's spiritual advisor, Marianne Williamson, was saying so many Americans believe yada, 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 but I think she's lying. God bless. You know, that woman, yeah, Williamson, you heard me say it, that woman, I'm sure I'll catch the heck for that. I mean, some of you guys have been with me a long time. You remember the woman I had, the spiritualist I had in the office, in the studio. Every Friday I used to do something called Faith Fridays. And I would have people of different belief systems in here. It was great. And she would make the sign, if you're a Catholic, you know what I'm talking about here. She would make the sign of the cross, and then she would like swish it over her head, like she did a big cleansing. And I finally asked, what are you doing? Right? I didn't know if she was shooing away the gnats or what. And she said she was just spreading the love over herself. You know, she was just spreading the love of the cross all over herself. All right, well, okay. All right, great. That's what this Williamson lady reminds me of. She's going to take the president on in the field of love or the battlefield of love. I don't even know anymore. She talked about all the negative juju that's coming up and coming around this president, what he's spreading everywhere. It's like, how about we talk about some real stuff? Right? I mean, listen, if you believe in all this love stuff out here, I challenge you. Go over and find yourself a little ISIS platoon over there. And if all it takes is a hug and a kiss or some positive affirmation, then go over and do that. Let me know how you make out. Because I can tell you that every woman, especially, that's gone over there to try to prove their point that all they need is love, has come back in pieces. And I do mean in pieces. Representative Tim Ryan may have agreed to Congress funding the building of the southern border barrier as long as some electronics were included. Jeff said what I heard him say right now, when you want to come into the country, you should at least ring the doorbell. He did not get a positive response on that. We'll be back with more of this tomfoolery after the break. So I'm sitting in your house. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true. Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, detectives in Massachusetts investigating the death of a 22-year-old woman found dead at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. paramedics responding to a call there about a possible overdose. The woman reportedly in cardiac arrest when they arrive and is pronounced dead at Cape Cod Hospital. The incident taking place at the home belonging to Ethel Kennedy, the 91-year-old widow of the U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy.
They would love to see a guy like Sleepy Joe Biden.
In other news, President Trump holding a rally in Cincinnati, Ohio. He takes aim at Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden.
Who has no clue what the hell he's doing. They'd say to Sleepy Joe, sir, just sign right there. Oh, okay.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, just texting and tweeting. Really, truly. And I really appreciate the time you spend with us. You're telling your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Let's get them involved. Let's get them engaged. And you know what? The whole idea here is to have you, give you information, have you make the decision, and get you to think. I really, really do. You know, in the early days, one of the lines that I used to use all the time was, look, why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Republican? Well, why is it that you are pro-life or pro-abortion? Why is it that if you spew in the party line, then you're no better than all those things that you rail against. But if you truly, from the heart, could tell somebody why you believe that, you may sway somebody to believe your way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about some of the hypocrisy, some of the crazy stuff they were talking about last night. Or what has been going on in those Democrat food fights. And, you know, some of the stuff. Former HUD Secretary Julian Castro, you know, he's got all the answers to everything, and he kind of looks a little arrogant when he responds. And we're reading an article that's just posted up on Lid Blog. That's the lidblog.com. Our friend Jeff Dunn has put that up there. He's talking about some of the craziest lines that came out of last night's, or out of the last two nights. Former HUD Secretary Julian Castro is a braggart, he says, during one commercial break. I heard him make the claim that he is more coordinated than the average liberal. No one really cares about a president's athletic prowess, Castro said. I really do believe that we can walk and chew gum at the same time. Hey, Julian, there were children watching. At the very least, you should have said sugarless gum, you know what I'm saying? Senator Amy Klobuchar, she admitted to being a peeping Tom, switching over from, what, a battle bots? He said, I heard her talk about the President Trump. She said, I don't think we should conduct foreign policy in a bathrobe at 5 in the morning, which is what he does. How the heck does she know he's in a bathrobe at 5 in the a.m.? What he's wearing? Does she have cameras in the White House? You know, seriously. And then, oh, let's not forget Spartacus, right? Cory Booker. You know, he just likes to taunt old people. Seriously. I mean, and he's always got that look on his face, and he knows so much more than you. And he's so much better than you. That's what makes me nuts about people like him. Booker looked at Biden at one point in time and said, you know, you're dipping into the Kool-Aid, and you don't even know what flavor it is. He said that was something to do with his neighborhood in terms that he used. If New Jersey senator saw Biden dipping into the Kool-Aid, why didn't he see what flavor it was? I don't understand. If Biden was about to take a dip into Kool-Aid, why didn't Booker stop him? I mean, this is the dumb things they said. I'll tell you something else. You know, Booker talked about how the policies that Joe Biden and others put in place hurt his neighborhood. You know, had a direct effect on his neighborhood. Let me tell you something about his neighborhood. Now, I don't remember the name of it. I've got it out of my head. But Booker did not grow up in a cheap... Both of his parents worked for IBM. The neighborhood was an affluent neighborhood. Not an ultra-rich neighborhood, but an affluent neighborhood. Okay? Not one person, 0% poverty rate in the neighborhood he grew up in. So how he talks about his neighborhood, his people, I mean, he's black, so he's playing it. You know what I mean? Joe Biden, poor guy, he needs to go home and play with the grandkids. I think he's got great grandkids now, right? I'm not making fun of the guy, but lost, just totally lost. At the end of his closing argument, remember Biden said, if you agree with me, go to Joe 30330 and help me in this fight. Wait, what is that? Is that like Beverly Hills 9120 or whatever it was? He creates his own little atmosphere or whatever? I mean, seriously, is he already putting his campaign together for 30-30? I mean, look at him. He could last that long. You know, he reminds me of the Joker. Right? Doesn't he have that kind of look about him? Kind of scares you a little bit. Anyway, again, when you listen to what these guys had going on, you listen to the negativity, they're just loading the gun for the next person in. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot that you should be involved in. Anyway, after legalizing late-term abortion, those nutjobs on the left, yeah, I'm sorry, I got to call you this. They're now putting a law into effect to make it illegal to declaw a cat. You know, because that's important. That kid, these people are just amazing to me. So, there should probably be, you know, more legal protections for unborn humans, don't you think? Don't you think we should really look scientifically at what an unborn human looks like when its heart is beating? I mean, we should take a look at all these things, right? Real science, if you would. But not in New York. No. They're more interested in making sure they protect cats. You know, New York, you know, the first state would be the first state to ban the clawing of cats. This is so ludicrous. I don't even know why I'm reading this. Right? So, we're looking. This must be, what is this, a big deal? Is somebody sent me a link to the, I don't know, the people who died from being clawed to death by a cat in New York? It must be an epidemic of some kind. The bill would subject a veterinarian to a $1,000 fine for performing the operation. And now head to the desk of Governor Andrew Cuomo. Oh, slam dunk, right? The lawmakers were inundated requests from cat owners, animal welfare advocates, and many veterinarians who called the procedure cruel and needless. Now, if he signs it, certainly won't be the most high-profile piece of legislation Cuomo signed, right? Think about it. You know, I still get heartburn every time I have to read this stuff. Right? Theirs was called a Reproductive Health Act. Now, close your eyes, except if you're driving. Imagine, what do you see when you think of Reproductive Health Act? Can you somehow envision with that term late-term abortions? Right? As the AP reported at the time, the measure replaces the 1970 state abortion law that was passed 3 years before Roe v. Wade to legalize abortion. We all know that Roe v. Wade legalized abortion nationwide. But the states were allowed to, again, some of you who really are trying to be advocates for against, I would say, Roe v. Wade, go read the ruling so that you're well-equipped and well-informed. Part of the ruling left third-term abortions or late-term abortions up to the states. Now, the previous law, which was in conflict with Roe and other subsequent abortion rulings, only permitted abortions after 24 weeks of pregnancy, and only if the woman's life was at risk. The new law authorizes physician's assistants, physicians, not even doctors. Now remember, the whole idea behind the abortion thing, too, was so they would have safe abortions in safe facilities performed by real doctors. And I'm sorry if I'm insulting a physician's assistant, but you do not go to school like a real doctor. Right, so now it's going to allow physician's assistants to perform abortions. And it moves that section of the state law dealing with abortion from a penal code to health statutes. I mean, I just don't know how anybody, I don't know, if you're good with late-term abortions, unfriend me on Facebook, please. Seriously, I'm not interested in having you as a friend. And it doesn't get, you know, it just gets worse and worse as time goes on with a woman's right to choose. Okay, a little bit more craziness. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but you're going to have to wait for the break to hear about it. It has to do with Mario Lopez. I'm sure some of you know about it, but I want to talk about how really out of control the left has become. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back, or you're going to miss it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Okay. Everybody be happy, happy. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure. Yeah, you gotta have a little, you know, got a little happy, happy, right? I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and texting me or tweeting me or doing whatever it is you're doing to get my attention in some way, shape, manner, or form. You know, we've got live feeds going on Facebook and on the website. And other places as well. But if you head over to the website, therealside.com, there's a lot going on there, including the ability for you to donate to the show, and I do appreciate that so much. All right. Here's a touchy subject for a lot, but not for me. Because this is where I think the left has gone off the rails. Crazy off the rails. Mario Lopez, who, you know, the left just loves this guy. He's an actor, he's a TV host. And he made a comment when he was on a show that it was dangerous for parents to allow their children to choose whatever gender they saw or that they wanted to be. And he made the remark during the discussion revolved around actress, Charlize Theron, 7-year-old trans daughter on the Candace Owens show. Now, Candace Owens last month, and they spoke, and the two talked about woke Hollywood parents, like long shot actress Theron, who is proudly raising her adopted 7-year-old son as a girl. If she wants a girl, why didn't she adopt a girl? She purportedly made a decision after he told her, "I am not a boy," when he was just three years old. Now, I am sorry, and I'm willing to fight with any parent over this. There is no way a 3-year-old child knows that they're a boy or not a boy or a girl or not a girl. They don't know what they are. They don't know what that means. They don't know what colors go together. And frankly, there are more and more left-leaning doctors who are not being afraid. You're not intimidating them anymore. And they're coming out and saying what you're doing is wrong. Giving hormone blockers to 3, 5, 7-year-olds is wrong because you're stopping the body. When you believe in God or Mother Nature, you're stopping the body from growing the way it was meant to grow, from the chemicals and the development that needs to happen to happen. You do not get to choose what your body does and how it grows based on how you feel. There is biology behind this. He said, "My God, if you're 3 years old, I just think it's dangerous as a parent to make a determination then. It's sort of alarming when you think about it." Well, he got beat up online, and I thought he was stronger than this. He said, "I think parents need to allow their kids to be kids, but at the same time, you've got to be an adult in the situation." The father of three continued, adding, "The heavy discussion and gender identity needs to wait until the child's formative years." He's exactly right. He's exactly right. Theron made waves in April after confirming that she was, in fact, raising her 7-year-old son as a girl. "Yes, I thought she was a boy, too, but she looked at me when she was 3 and said, 'I'm not a boy.'" Right. Like when mine was small. "I'm not eating. I'm not going to school. I'm not living here anymore." Yeah, that would have worked, right? So there you go. "I have 2 beautiful daughters who, just like any parent, I want to protect, I want to see thrive." She continued emphasizing that she does not see it as her place to guide her children in areas related to gender, or gender confusion, as she put it. No, she needs to be a parent. You need to be a parent. You need to guide your kids right. Do you know that 92%, I'm not making this up, you go look it up. Look it up in the World Health Organization or one of the... They weren't right. 92% of the kids that have gender confusion, if you leave them alone and let them ride it out, you know what they do? They go back to the gender they were born with. Right? That simple. They were born who they are exactly. Where in the world both of them get to find themselves as they grow up, they want to be. It's not for me to decide, she said. My job as a parent is to celebrate them. Really? My God, where did she get this? This is like that New Age crazy stuff. My job is to celebrate them. Oh, look, my son has had Hot Fun Sundays for the last 20 days in a row. Oh, yay. What, really? I mean, where does it stop? Where does this stupidity stop? Seriously. You remember? I remember, I don't know, it's got to be 15, 20 years ago. I was listening to Dennis Prager's show. I was on my way home from so I was listening to the show. And he had parents calling in. They were talking about, how do you make your kids, what do you do with the kids who don't want to eat at the dinner table? They want to eat in the living room. They want to eat in their room. They don't want to hang out with their family, all that. Okay, you let them go hungry. Your job is to make sure they get nutrition. Your job is to make sure they eat and eat the right foods. I mean, seriously, what is she saying? She's got to celebrate anything the kid wants? Does she make sure the kid gets the right food that they need, the right intake, the right amount of sleep? I mean, when does she become a parent? And yes, I'm not afraid. I am not afraid of her or anybody else. And more studies are showing you're damaging kids by doing this. Studies suggest that Theron's loose approach can damage children in the long run. With the vast majority of children who claim to be the opposite sex, they grow out of it. Right? But this small percentage of people, they want to be heard to the point where you do what they tell you to do or else. When it gets to that point and it's militant like that, they're wrong, not us. Again, there's more and more doctors, more and more psychologists that are not on the side of the left anymore. The American College of Pediatricians a report that as many as 98% of gender confusion boys and 88% of gender confused girls eventually accept their biological sex after naturally passing through puberty. The college also added that conditioning children into believing that a lifetime of chemical and surgical impersonation of the opposite sex is normal and healthier is child abuse. Think about that. Instead of working with them and counseling them over a period of a couple of years, they want to quickly, within the first 12 months or what have you, more and more of these people are getting pills and surgeries and everything else. Why? Why push it? Why move that fast? Recent studies suggest that most young people come out as trans after spending time with a group of gender-confused peers. Additionally, most young people announcing that they are transgender have already been identified with at least one mental health disorder. Right now, this isn't me. This is the experts. You got a problem with this? Go to the American College of Pediatrics and take it up with them. I'm simply reading their findings because you know why? I am not licensed or educated in these areas. But they are. So I do not understand, again, these parents, you say you love your kids. You want to do what's right by them. You want to make sure they're healthy and happy. Are you talking about for the moment? Or are you talking about all through life? I mean, seriously, how can you, some of you who really think this through, and I know you want your kid to be happy and you want them to, you know, not to be sad and whatever, but I want you to think about this. Many of us had to make decisions for our children or towards our children that they couldn't have what they wanted now. They couldn't do what they wanted to do now because it was going to hurt them later on in their lives. It was going to be damaging for them later on in their lives. What if your nine-year-old, and some of you are already okay with this, what if your nine-year-old comes out, your nine-year-old daughter says, hey, I really got this hankering to be a, I don't know, a stripper, a pole dancer. Right? I mean, Charlene says, you know, what's her name, Telson, whatever her name is. She wants to celebrate that. She's going to celebrate her kids. Would she dare tell them no? These are the same parents I got a kick out of, Christian parents, who would say, I'm not going to push religion on my kids. I'll let them decide when they're older. But let's do that with food, driving, clothes, education. You're such a progressive person. Do it with everything. But if your kid doesn't want to go to school, doesn't think it's for him, would you push him to go? Oh, that's different, though. Education is important. Well, apparently not, because you're not believing the biology that's taught in science class at schools, which is education. You don't see value in education when you don't take education and understand it and run with it. I mean, you'd be quick to throw things up into my face about these professional organizations, like the American College of Pediatricians. You'd let me know this is what they say you have to feed your kids or what they have to do or how they have to do when it suits you, but if it doesn't suit you, they're wrong. Right? Correct? I'll put it that way. So I feel for Mario Lopez, but you know what? I thought he had more guts than that. I would not have backed down. I would have stated what the doctors say. I would have stated what the study said. And I would have said, that's where I get my information, not from my feelings, not from my heart, not from me wanting my kids to like me and feel good about me. Yeah, no. Being a parent is a hard thing to do. Being a parent, you know, requires you to grab your chest sometimes and just go, all right, I just got to take this. I mean, seriously. Your kids aren't going to like you. I used to joke that if my kids didn't tell me they hated me at least once a week, I wasn't doing my job. I know that sounds kind of harsh, but think about it. If your kids are loving you 24-7 and they like everything you do, you're doing something wrong. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, we're here every day. I expect you to be with me. Check out the website, therealside.com. You'll see who's coming up, what we're talking about. You know what? God bless. Have a great rest of the day.